As Christians, we sometimes speak of the three offices or roles of the Lord Jesus Christ. We speak of him as prophet, we speak of him as priest, we speak of him as king. But while these are all magnificent names for Jesus Christ, none, I think, is more precious, none is more comforting, none is more important to the Christian believer than that of Christ's priesthood. And I believe this theme has something to say to each one of us this evening, wherever we are in our spiritual journey. Maybe you're not a Christian believer yet this evening, and you haven't yet committed your soul, your life, into Christ's care. But you're interested, maybe. You're curious, you want to learn, perhaps, what Christianity is all about. And for you, perhaps, calling Jesus priest, high priest, might seem a little odd this evening. The office of priest maybe belongs to the Old Testament sacrificial system where priests killed animals brought by worshippers. Or maybe when you think priest, you think of the Roman Catholic Church today, or as clergy referred to as priests. Well, the New Testament teaches that every Christian is a priest, and that Jesus Christ is our great high priest. Now maybe you are already a believer this evening, committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I hope this teaching is already precious to you. But maybe you'll catch a fresh glimpse, I don't know, I hope so, a fresh glimpse of the glory of Christ the high priest, because that's my theme this evening. I hope you'll be encouraged in your faith. I hope that your prayer life especially will be encouraged. And there is potentially here great help, great strength, great encouragement, whatever difficulties, whatever challenges we may each of us be going through. Problems that don't go away when the sun is shining and we're on holiday, of course. Because the reality is that we all need a priest. Well, what is a priest's job? Well, just as a prophet is God's representative on earth to men and women and boys and girls, the revealer of truth, so the priest is man's representative before God. He speaks, approaches God on behalf of his people. But why do we need that? Why do we need a priest? Can we just go to Almighty God, the one who created us? Why don't we just represent ourselves? Well, we might think so. And in fact, that might appeal to us. I'd like to do things my own way. Why can't I do that? I'm self-sufficient. Why can't I just go to God and speak on my own behalf before God? Well, the problem with that is that it doesn't take into account one very crucial truth. And that is that the Bible teaches that God is holy and we are not. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that our Creator God is utterly and completely opposed to all sin, all evil, all wickedness, any and all law-breaking. He despises it. It's the opposite of God's character. He can't look at it. Which gives us a problem. Because we're everything that God is not. The Bible describes us as those who by nature and practice do those things which offend God's holiness. We rebel against him, we selfishly, self-centeredly often want to put ourselves at the centre of our lives instead of putting him first. And we make bad decisions, foolish decisions and choices which hurt other people and grieve God. Now, thank God, most humans are not as bad as we could be. But even with our little imperfections, our little moral failings, we are not good enough to access God's presence. We are guilty in God's sight, and we are forbidden to come anywhere near him. So that's a problem. How then can we be forgiven by God? How then can the hostility cease? How can we be restored into a right relationship with the God who made us? How can we serve this amazing God? How may we enter his heaven that is so holy when we die? We need a priest. We need an advocate. We need a go-between. Someone to represent us before God. A mediator who will successfully plead before the throne of God on our behalf. And that is the work of a priest. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ does for sinners. And so, is this office of Christ's relevant to each one of us here this evening? I put it to you that it is absolutely relevant for each one of us. Here is the great high priest that we all need. This is a huge topic, but I want us to think about, briefly this evening, five facets of Christ's high priestly qualifications. I hope it won't be too onerous, but I hope it'll be helpful for us. First of all, notice Jesus Christ's divine authority. Since this work of representing us is so important for this reconciliation that we need with God, it's obviously vital that we get the right representative. We need to establish their right to represent us. Just the other week, just 10 days ago or so, Ruth and I had to have in front of us a series of estate agents and to decide which one we were going to choose in order to sell Mam's house in Cumbrae. Who's going to represent our best wishes? Who's going to represent us the best? It was like an interview, really, for that job. Now, it's very important, isn't it? Who our representative's going to be. If you go to the law courts, a solicitor can only take you so far, to the lower law courts. You get to the higher laws of court, and you need a barrister to represent you. We need somebody with the right qualifications to represent us before God. Will a clergyman do? Will a vicar, a priest, a pastor, an elder do? What of Mary and the saints, maybe? Can we rely on them to intercede on our behalf? Are they suitably qualified? I put to you that they're not this evening. But what of Jesus?